Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Back in the saddle. You're going to thorn yourself. These ones all have thorns.
Yeah,
these are severe ones, man.
I haven't dethorned mine yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, those have like, look at those little ones.
No, these are cool.
You're going to prick yourself.
Nail myself with a thorn.
Can't get it.
Go, Utes! Welcome Utes. Back, everybody. Don't hurt yourself on that rose, that beautiful,
look at those roses for those who are looking.
Rose. We're surrounded by roses, and it's gorgeous.
I've been bathing in roses the last 2 weeks.
Thorns or dethorned ones?
It depends on what's cheaper. So.
Yeah. They look nice, though, on those helmets like that.
They look beautiful. I love it. Welcome back, Utah fans. It's another episode, Utah Football Fans Podcast. Bryn, James, Gary. We know there's a lot of new folks here, so we just feel like we want to get to know all of you. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
We're glad to have you. Give us a follow, a like, a subscribe, a good review. We love good.
We would love some good reviews.
Some good five-star reviews.
Man.
We do have some.
Well, especially on our iTunes, please. We got bombed there for a few weeks.
By some,
so we're not going to talk about them.
But, you know,
they're not worth the
breath this week. We've talked about
it
before,
so.
But I feel very underdressed for this episode because I I feel like I should be in like a ball gown because we're going to go over all the awards that the Utah team has been winning.
That would have been good. We should have had Bryn dress up in a freaking ball.
Should have been in a tuxedo
like
for this, man.
You know,
episode over. I could have done that.
This is like the Oscars.
Go rent a tuxedo for that would have been good.
Dang it. But all before we start, yeah, we have some shout outs. I will give one to Bob Worthen, my neighbor.
Hey, Bob.
He's been watching us on
really?
YouTube. Yes.
Hey, Bob.
Good to see you, Bob. Looking good, man.
Yes. Big Utah fan.
No, I just want to echo what you said, Bryn. I want to thank all the people who have subscribed throughout our platforms recently. Because there's been a number of them, quite a few of them, and we appreciate your comments, actually, too. Especially because most of them are nice at this point.
For the most part.
So we have a couple of hangers-on from the old Cougar Board Zoobsville days, and, you know, they give us a thumbs down and a couple stupid comments, but that makes it kind
of
interesting.
But hey, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, Zoobs.
Weirdness, but
there's
whatever.
There's the one guy, I'm not going to mention his name, but every week...
Yeah, we get a thumbs down from him.
We get a thumbs down from him, and we appreciate you taking time out of your life to thumbs down us.
But I do want to shout out to, I don't know how you, if it, I mean, this is their name on YouTube, but it's Doge Dave for his comments. He follows us on YouTube. Matthew Castleton, he's made a couple of comments on some things.
Thank you.
Jeff Funk, Ben Prather, and there's a guy on there, Buckeye Chuck.
Oh, yeah, I read his
Red
stuff.
Buckeye Chuck.
Yeah.
He's an Ohio State fan.
Naturally, the Buckeye kind of gives
but
that
he
away.
Would assume,
you know,
yes.
He was rational
And that's weird. I've never met one.
It was great, man. Right on.
We're not used
we'll
to
see you in a week and a half.
Well, we're not used to rational.
Whatever it
12
is.
Days.
12 days
from right
man.
Now.
But no,
well,
it was
it'll
cool.
Be over
thanks.
12 days from right
so
now.
Thanks everybody who is following, subscribing, and interacting with us. It's cool.
We love it, yeah.
We love it. So shout out to all you guys. Let's go some awards.
There's so many.
So you understand. So this week we're just going to talk about the awards and some other pertinent things about Utah football and things connected to Utah football. Our next episode will be all about the game and going to the game to, yeah. in Pasadena and things like that. So
predictions and all that stuff.
That'll be the episode after this. So while you're going to the game, for those traveling, you'll be able to watch it or listen to it. So anyway, award time. Before we get to the
traveling.
Get
ready for that one.
8 gazillion people. But before we get to the players and coach, we have to give the shout out to the Mus. I mean, seriously, they were voted the number one student section in all of America. And we are going to highlight right here the boss woman.
Okay.
The CEO.
I like this.
The
keep it coming.
Chairman.
Come on, James.
The queen. Did I say that already?
No, you didn't.
Of the Mus. She's at the top of the pyramid, and this year...
The Duchess.
We've been close.
The Duchess of the Mus.
The Empress.
I'm going to get you a shirt that says that.
Please yeah. do.
So we've been close a few years.
Yeah.
But this year, think about that. I just, in context, if anyone has been to another stadium...
Well, think of some of the marquee
ones you
names.
See on TV.
The Nebraskas and Wisconsins and
Penn
Michigan.
State.
The Penn States. The Florida
Ohio
States.
State.
Ohio State. Alabama.
So, if you don't know, so this is a
A&M.
Thing.
A&M.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a thing. So, Taco Bell has been partnering with ESPN for the last few years in doing this, the student section of the year. In 2019, the Mus was a finalist, and we came in second place. Penn State won that year. So, then, obviously, 2020, you know, they didn't do one because some had fans, some didn't. But with this year... They follow you throughout the whole season, and they watch what you do in-game and also your social media interaction with different fans and things you do, and we won.
ESPN.
ESPN and Taco Bell. It's made up of a whole committee of, like, ESPN broadcasters and analysts, and they voted the Mus the number one student section in the country. And I guarantee we have the least amount of students compared to all those other schools.
Yeah, the big ones.
Because the Penn States... The A&Ms, they have 30,000 students. We have 7. But everybody knows. I mean, the coordination and the energy that the Mus brings,
it's a factor in every game.
It's huge. There's so much behind the scenes that goes into it. So I'm very proud, obviously, of the
Should
award.
Be.
But it is to just think number one in the whole country.
Is our student
our
section.
Little student
the
section,
Mus.
The Mus.
The Mus. So any Mus members who are... listening.
You now get lifetime
or
Taco
watching,
Bell for free.
Or who's ever
you know
been
what?
In the Mus.
They should.
Did Taco we get
Bell,
anything from Taco Bell?
They
okay.
They supplement.
That fake meat,
wait.
That.
I mean, I on a like a late night at 2:30.
Hey, college students love it.
I love it. It's like a dollar.
Because your digestive system when you're in college, it's
hey,
fine. It doesn't matter.
And they
matter.
Have Mountain Dew at Taco Bell. So you can get 3 tacos and a Mountain Dew.
Like
man, that kills
bucks.
Any bugs in it.
That's what I'm saying.
They supplement some student tickets for the Rose Bowl is what...
That's it?
Yeah, we don't get like
I'm
free
calling
Taco
out
Bell.
Taco
we
Bell.
Should get tacos forever.
We should get at okay. least like a year supply.
Congratulations,
of tacos. We do get a trophy though. So when the trophy comes,
yeah, bring it.
I will...
That
bring it.
Be on
we
the podcast.
See it.
I want it on this right podcast. Beautiful.
Congratulations, Bryn.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Mus.
All you Mus.
Fantastic.
Musers.
It's so cool. All right, so let's just, I don't know, if you must have been under a rock if you've not seen all of the awards our 2021 team
it's insane.
Has received. So do you guys have that list? Just name a few.
We can't do all of
can't
them.
Can't do all because it's unbelievable.
Because it literally, you have to scroll I mean, it is nuts.
Well, luckily, the athletics department put together a website that lists all of these. Yeah. So if you are interested in it, you can go to the Utah Utes website, and they do have them listed. But it's just numerous.
Name a few.
I mean, I think some of the big ones, Pac-12 Freshman Defensive Player of the Year was Tafuna, Junior Tafuna.
That's cool.
Which is really cool. Freshman of the Year.
Freshman Defensive Player
of the Year.
And then Pac-12 Defensive Player, Lloyd.
Duh. Devin Lloyd.
Pac-12 Coach, Kyle Whittingham.
Kyle Whittingham. Coach Witt is the Pac-12.
Praise.
Coach of the Year.
Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Remember a few weeks ago.
Okay.
What else? What are some of these other ones?
Fantastic. Lineman
Tafua
of the Year.
So Pac-12 Morris Trophy was Nick Ford and Mika Tafua. So those are
offense and defensive lines.
And that's a big one,
too. Of the year. We have both of them.
A lot of these are, you know, like I think we'll talk about the All-America and things like that.
Yeah, Lloyd was an All-American. First team All-American.
And then the AP Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year, also Lloyd. AP Pac-12 Coach of the Year, also Kyle Whittingham.
Oh. So first
Mika
team,
Tafua got the Polynesian College Football Player of the Year.
That was
a pretty cool
college
thing.
Football player.
Yes, that's of the entire country, the Polynesian College Football Player.
Represented
at almost every school.
What an honor. It's cool. So what was interesting, the Pac-12 first team
we had
players on offense and defense. If you read it, and then you go to the second team. So first team and second team, if you have that.
Is that
the Rising won the Mayo Clinic Comeback Player of the Year?
That's really cool.
It's pretty cool.
Makes sense.
The Pac-12 first team: Covey, Ford, Lloyd, Rising, Tafua, and Thomas. And then the second team was Braden Daniels, Keithy, Bam, and Clark Phillips.
Keithy got screwed. I think Keithy's the best tight end in the country. To be on the second team, it almost feels like they couldn't put the entire offensive team.
Well, if you actually look at the honorable mention, our whole team, offense and defense is all mention. Over this.
The honorable mentions include Cole Bishop, Vontae Davis, Kincaid.
Seriously.
Lauamia and Nephi Sewell.
So we got the coach of the year, the defensive player of the year, the special teams. Did Covey win special teams? No. I got to ask you. So,
the lineman of the year,
the offensive player was London, the receiver for USC.
Oh, okay.
I have no problem with it personally. The guy is outstanding. My only issue is he didn't play the whole season. He only played about
half
the season. Then he got hurt. So that part I'm kind of but I think they probably got it right because he's just an absolute baller. But
I get what you're saying, but I'm okay with it because
he's that good.
He was really good.
The one thing that is cool, if you look at the AP, so the Associated Press Pac-12 Coach of the Year in Kyle Whittingham, he was a unanimous selection for that. So every single voter voted for Kyle Whittingham.
That's got to be rare.
I would assume so. And then the one that just came out somewhat recently is our Utah football team was named the Capital One Orange Bowl Courage Award.
Yep, that's pretty amazing too.
And I'm sure you saw some of the committee members on that, you know, posting on Twitter, and they just said it was a no-brainer. Like, this Utah football team, we all know everything they've been through, and so to get the Courage Award over everybody. I mean, again, we're talking about over everybody in the country.
What, 140 programs in the country? Something like that.
So that's cool. So I don't know timeline-wise when some of these other...
Well, because Whittingham's up for the National Coach of the Year.
Yeah, he's on that list.
And so I don't know when those awards are.
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but things like that, he's on. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a big deal. It's pretty neat.
So if you haven't, go look at the site that Bryn mentioned.
We'll post it on unbelievable, our Facebook if it's not already there.
It's so cool.
It just felt like every day there was all, it just kept coming.
Couldn't keep up with it. In fact, I'm sure we're missing some. Covey did win some awards.
Covey won some stuff.
There was Scholastic Award or whatever they call it.
Oh, he did. Okay, let's go to that one.
He was the Pac-12, what was it? The Pac-12 athlete
scholarship or scholar
Pac-12 football scholar athlete of the year.
Yeah.
And that happened.
That was before the Rose Bowl.
It was the day of the championship Pac-12 game.
And so they announced it in the championship game. It was kind of funny when they announced it. He had had an incomplete pass thrown to him. So they announce it and they show him on the sideline. And he was pissed off. He's kind of walking up and he looks up and he doesn't even acknowledge it. It was pretty funny.
And then Nick Ford also won a Community Spirit Award. He's been doing a lot of stuff out in the community. Man. If you've seen some of the things that he's been doing. So he won that. So those were kind of some of the earlier ones from a few weeks ago. But that's the thing. This has been going on for 2-3 weeks and it just feels like they just keep coming. So keep bringing them on.
That's cool, man. When you Kyle go down Whittingham. This list.
Yeah, it's impressive. Congratulations, Utes. Yeah. It's been a special season for so many reasons. Still a lot of work to do, but I'm telling you, it's cool.
They talked to Covey on on Bill's show, and they, you know, every week he's on, and they actually asked him, because they're in full prep mode for the Rose Bowl. The season's not over for these guys, so it's full prep mode, but he said that they had a whole team meeting. They had all the awards, and it was a big celebration moment. And then once it was over, it was over, and they moved on.
Back to work.
But it was, he said, I mean, some of these awards, it's a big deal to get your name on some of these, and it's worth acknowledging these guys.
They won't enjoy it fully until the season's over, which I understand.
I get it.
But when it sinks in, I mean, it's pretty unbelievable.
It's great. Okay, well, let's move on to another topic. So we put a poll out on our Facebook page, and the question was, what is most important? Not, and it's not saying one of these is important and the other isn't important. It's just saying in priority, which would be one and which would be two, or what's most important? And is it the Pac-12 championship or going to the Rose Bowl? And
give me the results.
So the results of the poll was 54% said Rose Bowl, 45% said Pac-12 championship. So Rose Bowl, according to this poll, is most important. You agree, disagree? Do you voted for it?
I voted for it.
What did you vote?
I voted for the Pac-12 championship. I think the... And I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast before.
We did briefly.
We did, yeah.
But for me, it's...
That's why I put it out.
And I said this last time, for me, you could... That's the whole reason of the season, is to win your conference, right? Like, I've been watching some of these bowl games over the weekend. I don't think any of these guys won their conference, but the bowl games are kind of hollow in a lot of ways. We're lucky we're going to one that's not, but... The season is built around the championship. It's built around the conference championship. So for me, winning the conference, winning the championship, you're the best team of that conference of the year. And then your prize is a quality bowl game. You can go to the Rose Bowl and not win your conference. I mean, Ohio State, they're going to the Rose Bowl, and they didn't even win their conference. They didn't win their division, and they're going to the Rose Bowl. So for me, it's conference championship.
In Utah's situation...
Well, yeah, mine is the same. I voted Pac-12 championship. I just feel like, you know, Rose Bowl, I mean, obviously it's amazing. It's the granddaddy. We're so excited to go.
Roses.
But I also feel like a lot of times with these bowl games, yeah, you don't look back and remember, oh, who played in the Rose Bowl 3 years ago and who won? But I remember
We'll remember.
Well, we'll remember this year, of course.
Yes.
But, like, I remember who won the conference. I remember who went to the championship game more so than I remember some of the bowl games. So, and you got to win your conference. I don't know. To me, it's winning the conference is the more important thing out of the two.
That's what I voted for as well. Conference championship would be number one, Rose Bowl second. I'm just looking here at a statement that not fully understanding the question.
What'd they say?
In some regards, they are the same thing. No, are two distinct and separate things. One, it's your conference championship. You play the whole season to be the final, win the South and the North, and then you play and you win the championship.
Yeah.
The Rose Bowl is just one game. I feel like the championship is a culmination of...
That's exactly what it is.
Nine games, right?
Yeah, and I'm cheering for Washington to beat this team and for Arizona State to lose to this team. And there's all these calculations going into it for the, it's the conference championship. And then this is the reward. And obviously we want to win it, but you know, what are some of the other comments? Anything good?
Let's see.
I don't have mine pulled up.
They go hand in hand. Getting to the Rose Bowl just means there is unfinished business. I'm good with that. You can't have one without the other. Actually, you can have the Rose Bowl without the other because we almost did.
Almost did 2 years ago.
It's a there is a possibility where...
Well, like you said, Ohio State. That's Ohio State's their situation. Yeah, but...
Oregon,
we're just talking 2 years ago.
If Oregon doesn't lose to Arizona State and then beats us like they did, they go to the Final Four, and then we go to the Rose Bowl, and we didn't win the championship, so that statement isn't correct. That. So anyway.
So wrong.
I mean, I get it. I'm not going to... This is in no way diminishing.
No.
The Rose Bowl and the significance of it, it is absolutely huge. And it's an honor, and it is big. I mean, yes, I think both are big, but you play in a conference, and that's your first goal to get that. That's what you want. And then because of that success and what that indicates, because it is a big success, it's not some second-rate division. It's not some second-rate win. It's you've just won the Pac-12, and that's why the Rose Bowl is connected to it because it's a massive accomplishment.
That's exactly right. Like the Pac-12 is connected to the Rose Bowl because it's a reward. It's an accomplishment. You accomplished something pretty big, and here's your reward.
So, you know, there have been Final Four in that game in the past in the Rose Bowl. Just in this year, it's not.
Thank heavens.
We're going to get up against Ohio State, which. Look, they're one of the best teams in the country. I don't, you know, what are they, six?
Mm-hmm. They're good.
They're really good. One's good, one bad, no. But
I mean,
my view is the championship.
I understand at a glance, I think, why Rose Bowl got the most votes. But it doesn't change my opinion. I still feel like the championship is.
If our reward wasn't the Rose Bowl, if our reward was going to. A different bowl game.
The Vegas Bowl,
I'd still feel the same way.
Right. You got to win the championship. You got to win your conference.
You've got to win the championship.
The only way a bowl game, in my mind, would be more important if you put them together than winning your conference championship, which you would have to do anyway, but it was if you were in the Final Four because you have a chance to win it all.
Yeah.
So
that's a different conversation.
That's what I'm saying is that's why I said only a bowl game would be different. I'd have a different view.
Yeah, I mean,
if I was in a semifinal game and the championship game, because that puts you into winning it all of all conferences, of all teams. Yeah. That's it. That's a different.
Well, we've talked about this, but it really upsets me that Georgia didn't win their conference. Their conference and they still make it to. In that case, it's totally completely irrelevant.
Yeah, it's stupid.
But it is stupid. The freaking playoff. It's not that hard.
That's a conversation for the off-season.
That's an James. Off-season
it
conversation.
It is, but just fix it.
It's so
I
bad.
Can fix it. Call me. In 3 minutes, I'll have it fixed.
He'll give you a spreadsheet.
No, I'll just tell you over the phone. You're an idiot. It's 18.
Here we go. You listen to the NHL Network on Sirius XM.
I do.
As I do, and they every week they have a segment which is called Yes, No, Maybe So. And the dude asks a question or makes a statement, and you say yes, you agree, no, I don't agree, or maybe so, maybe that could work, maybe not work. So we're going to do that. We got six statements. See what you think. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
What do you think out there in
Let's do it.
Cyberland. Okay. Yes, no, maybe so.
Do you want to go over the rules one more time?
You got it?
I think I've got it. We will see.
So if the Utes win the Rose Bowl.
Do I go streaking through Pasadena? Yes.
If the Utes win the Rose Bowl,
gross.
is this year's team the best Utah team ever?
Oh, dang.
Yes, no, maybe so. What do you think,
No. Cyber, I'll go no. No.
I think no.
I say no. Why?
I think in terms of the best football team we've ever had, it was the Fiesta Bowl team.
The Urban Meyer team?
Yeah. I think they're better than the Sugar Bowl team. I think it goes the Fiesta Bowl, Sugar Bowl, then this team. Win or lose.
You think?
That's my ranking.
I actually agree. I feel like that 2004 just had...
That was the best team in college football that year.
Yeah. I mean...
No.
Yes.
Nope. 2008.
No.
2008, we beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. Look at all the dudes that went to the NFL,
I understand.
We beat Alabama, who was ranked 3 at the time, who... Was it the week prior? They were number one in the nation. They lost the game. And next thing we know, we go out and kick their butt. That's the number one team. But people out there are going to agree with me.
No, let's put that as a poll. It is the 04 Fiesta Bowl team.
We will put that as a poll.
That Fiesta Bowl team blew the doors off.
Yeah, because Pittsburgh
everybody.
Sucked.
No, it wasn't just...
it was the whole season. That's what he's saying.
The whole season.
The 08 team, if you remember...
I remember him.
How many
I
games
had IBS
that,
every single game.
Yeah, how many games that season was it the last drive?
TCU,
like
Oregon
three or
State.
Four.
08 was the best.
We struggled with...
Ever had.
No.
Right, everybody?
No.
Everybody out there, you agree with
Whereas
me.
Whereas 2004, we were scoring like 50... I mean, what was our BYU score that year? Like 54
3 to nothing.
No, that was the year before.
No, that was 2003.
Look, I've got friends that played on the 08 team. Greg Bird. Sorry, Bird.
You gotta say
he can't say he's got a ring on his finger.
So
he
is the best team, Bird.
No,
you agree with me, man.
He knows.
They would have gotten.
Beat
he's just trying
by
to be humble.
04. No, Bird being humble.
All right, next.
Okay,
next.
This is gonna be a poll, so you will all have your chance to express yourself because.
But I'm right, and we all know it.
But we all agree that it's those two teams, and then this team.
Yeah,
this team is. Very, very, very,
very
good.
It's not diminishing them.
No. It's just saying I think that the other two teams were slightly better.
Anyway, interesting. Okay.
Now, my opinion might change if we blow Ohio State out. Opinion might change.
I don't know.
We'll see.
It's not based on just the one bowl game, though.
No, but it'll also be based off beating the crap out of Oregon, too. So
twice.
That's true.
Twice. All right.
Okay, number two. If the Utes win. If the Utes win the Rose Bowl. Is Whittingham going to retire?
Oh, shit.
Okay, I answered the first one last time, so you guys, I have an answer.
Yes.
What?
Okay, fine. Let's go with you.
Initially, I would have said yes. About 3 weeks ago, I would have said yes. My opinion now has completely changed. I say no, and I can tell you why in a second. I want to hear what you guys
say. And I say no. He's not retiring. So give us a very quick reason.
Well, I just if we win, he's accomplished everything that he has set out to accomplish. How I feel.
That's true.
And he's been doing this a very long time. And on the year that he's had to go through and the emotion and everything with it, I feel like it might be his time.
That's good.
Because his retirement is going to be in the next 2 or 3 years anyway, so I feel like it may just accelerate it. So I stick with yes.
Okay.
I'm a no because of where the team is right now. I get it. Going out on top is always very attractive, and a lot of coaches and players do it. But for me, he has created a team here that who knows what can happen for the remainder of his contract.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's a no. I think he's going to stick with it because it's looking good.
I agree with that. I think that this is one of those first time in a long time where it's like we're not banking on the guys that are coming in. It's like we've got a core set of dudes, including our quarterback, that can lead us. For me, what flipped it was I kind of was on the yes fence for a while, especially if we go out on top, what else is there to do? 2 days after winning the Pac-12 championship, 2 days, Kyle Whittingham is in the home of Jalen Glover, who's our new star running back that's going to be a freshman next year, recruiting the guy. So he wins the Pac-12 championship game, flies home with his wife. We won. I'm on a plane to Florida the next day. So to me, that's not a guy who's got retirement on the brain.
I'm with you, brother. Number three.
Also, shout out Jalen Glover. Going to be an absolute baller.
You're coming to the program,
he,
man.
He listens.
Welcome.
He doesn't listen.
He's coming.
Yes, he does.
This
you
is the place
know.
To come.
He might.
I'll tag him in this episode. Maybe he listens. Maybe we can get him on the pod. Get on. Come to the pod. Everyone listens.
Will Covey make an NFL team? Yes, no, or maybe so?
I feel like maybe so is too easy of an answer.
I think yes.
I think yes, too.
I think he'll get a shot.
I think he makes a roster as a special teams guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm a maybe so on it because it's going to be tough. I mean, this is about every player. It depends on which team brings you in.
That's the biggest key factor.
That's why certain, yeah, if he lands the right team, then it all comes together for him. I can see it happening. But if someone just takes a shot, let's just see what he's like.
I mean, let's just say the Jets, for example.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
So to me, it's a maybe so. So I'm not an absolute yes.
I think that obviously is the biggest key factor. If he lands on the name is the Patriots, a team like the Patriots, the Titans, someone like that, he'll get a shot. And I think once he gets into camp, he'll impress people. But it's the right situation is going to be so key.
I would have said no, except watching Hunter Renfrow play on the Raiders, which
Hunter's bigger than he is, though.
He's that same type.
He's that guy.
He's the smaller receiver that they use. They use him exactly the way that we use Covey.
Punt returns, kick returns, and then
exactly.
The little
I don't think he plays in the field personally. He's not big
on
enough,
a third and six, and you
he
go.
He does sometimes.
You
yeah,
get it, you get down.
Well, that's fine, but I think if he makes a team, it's going to be because they want a punt returner.
Yes, and I agree with that.
Which there are guys in the league who that's their specialty. They make $675,000 a year to catch the ball three times a game.
I want that gig.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Destroyed by getting tackled.
I just fair catch every freaking time and be like, here comes $300,000. Boom. There you go.
Okay. Number four. Does Devin Lloyd go in the first round?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Oh!
Gary!
What? Okay.
My heart.
I'm not saying I hope.
You are so wrong.
I hope so.
This is the most wrong he's ever been on this podcast.
Did you not look at the list of the awards that he won?
Hold on.
All-American, almost unanimous All-American.
Homer.
She is enraged.
You are so wrong.
Your face is red.
Well, I'm pissed.
I usually have the red face here.
Devin Lloyd is my favorite.
He's a favorite of mine,
he's
too.
Going first round. Gary's wrong. You are wrong. We'll put that in a poll, too, and see how many
people.
You should put these out. How many people disagree
out there
with you?
In Cyberland, should we put all of these yes, no, maybe so's out there?
So I have seen multiple.
You can't find one.
CBS football right there. Number 23
right
to the Philadelphia Eagles. I was looking at Todd McShay has him also going to the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll keep looking.
Do you have a justification for this answer? Yeah, I do.
It's wrong.
Jeez, you've been listening to me too long.
Exactly.
Wrong.
Yeah, how does it feel?
I don't want to hear it. Wrong.
I'll just go like this for a second, calm everybody down.
The tables have turned.
No. Okay, there's 32 teams.
That is fact.
In the NFL. And not every team needs linebacker. And I haven't looked that far ahead as to who, what teams need and all that kind of stuff. I just feel like first rounders, absolutely. If I would have said, would he go in the first or second round? It's a yes. I think he'll go for sure into the second round. I don't know.
Blasphemy.
That's what I feel, man.
Pro Football Focus, Philadelphia Eagles. Devin Lloyd.
23.
From what I've seen is he's kind of in that like 18 to 25 range is where he'll land, which for him is amazing. That means you're going to a team that is pretty freaking good. You don't want to be drafted in the top 10 because then you're going to a crap organization like Las Vegas and you suck for your entire career. Right?
Did you have to pick that?
Yeah, I did.
How come you couldn't have picked somebody else?
Because I just watched them and they won.
You could have said the Browns. They suck.
They both suck. But you know what I'm saying. You go 23.
Atlanta. Say Atlanta.
All right. Chill out.
That Vegas is just the first thing that popped
first
into his
crap
head.
Well, it shouldn't.
Crap storm that comes to mind. I'm so sick of it. I'm taking requests, by the way, for other teams.
No. Okay, get off. Nation doesn't want you anymore. Right. Out. Get out of the Raider Nation.
That's
he's
fine.
Done. He's been excommunicated from the Raiders Nation.
That's fine.
Name
it'll save
removed
me
from the records.
So much.
Your name is removed from the records
of Raider
of
Nation.
The Nation.
That's fine. It'll save me so much heartache.
It
I can't
would
even.
Actually. Your life would be much
after a
happier.
While. You're so callous. It doesn't matter.
I know. You just
you got so much scar tissue.
You think that?
That's true.
But then you watch the game and you go, "We suck. We're gonna lose." And then you get invested again because all of a sudden you're winning, and then you're down, and then somehow you win, and you're like, "Oh, we're not that bad." And then all of a sudden they lose again. Anyway,
all right.
Yes, first round pick, guarantee it.
Good. We'll revisit this.
Guarantee it.
Gary's wrong.
Because I guess we
I
could
hope the levels are turned down a little bit,
dude. What? You're like yelling.
Oh,
freaking
I'm...
yelling.
You both are yelling.
It is. Hot down here.
I know, I'm sweating now.
Got a sweater on.
I do. This is way too hot for what we're discussing.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
Okay, here's a good one. Number 5. Will Huntley.
Oh, baby.
Tyler Huntley, will he be a starter on another NFL team next year? Yes, no, maybe so. Did you get that? Will Huntley start on another team next year? Be the starter.
I want to say yes so bad.
The answer is yes.
We'll say yes.
Okay, he's a yes.
After what he did yesterday, yes.
Yeah, he'll be a starter. So, because his contract is up after this season, too.
Is it?
I believe that's what I read.
I don't
even
know
if it's
sure.
not, someone is going to come to the Baltimore and say, we'll give you.
I'm saying I'm a maybe so.
You're just fence riding today.
Because... And here's the reason I can't say an absolute no because of what you've just said and because of the game we just watched. I mean, he threw 2 touchdowns, ran for 2, okay? And the guy, he doesn't have that much experience, but you concede him. So I get all that. But here's my thinking, and you tell me what you think about it, or my reasoning, is who's the QB? Gosh, dang it.
Lamar Jackson.
You've got in Huntley, mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson 2.0.
Yeah, they're the exact same.
Okay, so
they
you've got
look,
him. Actually,
they even look the same.
He's actually a better passer than Lamar.
He's been humming that ball. You watch that game. And so you have here a backup that you have a unique quarterback, number one, is that because of his running ability. He's not he's just not like any other QB. I'm talking about Jackson.
Right.
And now you got as a backup, a guy, if Jackson goes down, which has happened, you bring mm-hmm. Huntley in, and you don't have to rearrange a bunch of stuff.
The system stays
the
same.
You can essentially play.
But can you? They afford to keep him? It's always the question of how much are you willing to pay the guy?
And that's why I go maybe so. Yeah. I can see them saying, you know what? We want this guy because the value to us, because Lamar's always running the ball. The dude's going to get injured, and you got a guy that comes in and just basically is just very similar. That's why it's a maybe so.
Okay.
But I can see where our team wants him. What you said.
I mean, there are 15 other teams that he's a better quarterback than what they've got. So, but there is all the negotiation and what they're willing to take and what they're willing to pay, all that sort of stuff. Will he? I don't know. Maybe so, just because of all that stuff. Is he deserving to be? Yes.
Well, he's put himself in a really good position because every time he's been given a shot to prove himself, he has.
He's looked good.
Mm-hmm. And... so, I mean, he's gotten his name out there, which is
all over national media, ESPN, NFL Network.
Do you have that dude right there? Or we're going to listen to this. Who is
Dan Lebatard. This is the Dan Lebatard show. They're ESPN.
Okay.
So give me just one
give it
second.
Prep it up.
Just give me 1 second.
Because we're going to have some fun with it, shall we?
Okay.
We're going to have some fun with this one.
I would love to.
Because he's speaking the truth. It's the gospel truth. It's a 10 second clip. James is going to put that right up to the microphone. We didn't have it queued up so we could...
No, I got it. I got it right here. I just want to make sure you can hear it. All right,
here we go.
For this? Here we go.
Mike, I swear to God, I would trade Zach Wilson for the Ravens backup. I would. He would be the best quarterback the Jets have ever had. I'm not even joking.
Should we let's listen to him?
Let's listen to it again.
Just one more time. Just listen.
Here just listen to the truth.
You're welcome.
Mike, I swear to God, I would trade Zach Wilson for the Ravens backup. I would. He would be the best quarterback the Jets have ever had. I'm not even joking.
Oh, Little Willie?
I'm with him.
Dude, get rid of...
Little Willie?
Dump Little Willie. Aww. And bring in a real quarterback in Tyler Huntley. NFL quarterback.
I laughed out loud.
Okay, but
when you sent me that.
For the sake so of Tyler good. Huntley, please don't do it.
Yeah, don't go to the Jets.
Don't go
man.
To the Jets. Please.
It's a bottomless pit.
There's no win there. But that clip made
but
my
that's,
day.
That's truth. There's some truth
there. That's a national dude. That's not a Utah homer. You guys are stupid. No. This is Dan Lebatard's show.
People see it.
He doesn't give a crap.
He doesn't give a crap about your stupid program. Huntley is a freaking amazing
baller,
athlete.
Man.
He's a baller.
All right.
It's cool to see.
Number six. Will Urban Meyer coach football again?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, here's no, only, maybe
here's
so.
Here's the only rule. There's no maybe so on this one. You got to pick a
Buckeye,
spot.
Buckeye fan. I forgot what his name was now.
Buckeye Dave. I don't know. What his
name was. No. So you're if you're listening, something. Hey, Urban.
Yes, college. Not NFL.
I think no. I don't think so. I think Urban goes away hiding and we don't see him.
He can't ever go. He's not that kind of guy. Think about how many strikes this dude
I know,
has had.
I know. You would think that by this point, his embarrassment level would be so high.
He has no shame.
He has no shame.
I'm a yes on it. He'll coach college again. Yeah, he's not going to the NFL.
I mean, yeah, when you know, this new Oregon coach bombs out and the Oregon throws $200 million at him or Notre Dame. I mean, he is built for college. And here's the thing. He will have so much success.
Are you going to defend your position or are you going to defend ours?
No, I'm saying I'm going to say
no.
I'm going to say no just because I think it's over with. I think he's done. But would it surprise me if I all of a sudden on ESPN, he's the coach of Notre Dame
because
again?
Because he won't be done until it's him saying he's done. He's not going out with him being fired by a team. He will... We all knew it wasn't going to work in the NFL. His type, his style, his abuse does not work in the NFL.
Okay, real quick.
Hold on.
No, I'm just saying.
No.
We all said that was going to be the case.
Do I get to talk?
He Go, works
and
in
then
college.
I'm going to vent for a second.
No, calm down.
I want to vent.
Calm it. Do I need to mute you?
You can't. Can you? Can you mute me?
I can mute you right
take
here,
take your microphone.
Can I can put it to zero. If I want.
All right, I'll just, behave.
Just
behave
be
yourself.
That would be really...
I don't want to be going like this the whole time.
Okay, do your thing. I got something to say.
He will coach in college again.
Here's why. He's a great college coach. Because let's face it, does he have the two championships at Florida and one at Ohio State, national championships, or vice versa? Dang it.
I don't know.
He has three... national championships, and everywhere he goes, they are good for a while. And they're always on the, you know, playing for the national championship. Let's face it, college football is big money. Mm-hmm. It's huge money. And Urban Meyer, whatever you think about the guy, he comes into a program, you're guaranteed that your program for a period
about
of time...
You got 4 years.
You're going to be... in the national limelight, and you very well, you know, if you're at a top school, you could win the national championship. You think of the money and the green and the exposure that brings in. That's why, in my view, regardless of all the stuff that's gone on with Urban Meyer, he is going to coach again in college, and it's going to be at a school that can contend. That's the reason. Okay.
Can you
can talk, but...
Keep it. Civilized.
Okay, here's where I have a problem. He's about to get fired. We all know he's about to get fired. And all of a sudden, these players start coming out, and he was mean to me, and he was abusive. And the kicker comes out, and he says, he kicked me while I was stretching.
Pansy.
That's what I'm saying. Listen to me. I never played anywhere near a professional level. I have had coaches shoot pucks at me because I wasn't skating hard enough. I've had coaches grab me by the face mask. I've had coaches do things and say things because that's what coaches do. Man up. First of all, you're a kicker. First of all, you're a kicker, so shut up. And
you should
your
be
place.
Kicked.
So you should be kicked. And you had missed like
great
three of your kicks. And all, he said to him, hey, kicker.
But this is like preseason or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, preseason. Hey, kicker, make your kicks. And I'm sure he didn't line him up and drill him with the kick. He probably bumped him with his foot. Make your kicks. Shut up. You're a professional. Do your job. And stop being such a pansy. That's my high horse.
Yeah, that sentiment, I sort of have. So here's the thing. Tell me what you think on this. So when a team does really well and they're having success, what you hear, it's the players who have brought the success. It's not the coaches, though. The coaches have a part. It's still the players playing who win championships or are successful, which okay. is true. But when a team sucks,
always the coach.
It's the coach's fault.
Always the coach. He's always the problem.
He's always the problem. And I'm thinking, no, how about you guys blocking, tackling, throwing the ball, Lawrence, maybe hit a couple of your receivers. It's not all or one. It's not all or one. It still comes down to the players playing, and they're not. So do I agree maybe with things I've heard? Well, first of all, I don't know what's true and what isn't because I've heard contradicting things with Urban and the Jags. But, hey, it's the guys on the field are playing. It's not Urban Meyer isn't making a bad throw.
Yeah, if Urban
not
wants
tackling
to go to a
somebody.
Bar with a couple of good for college him. Girls, oh who doesn't want to do that?
Every one of them players, maybe not right after the game. Maybe he should have been on the airplane going back with the
team. Yeah, he probably should have gone back with the team.
And then gone with the team to a place.
Yeah, his personal
Florida,
life
there's
aside,
plenty there.
Whatever.
Anyway. I was just in Florida. There's talent.
Okay, there you go. That's the yes, no, maybe so's. Maybe
my wife doesn't listen. It's fine.
We'll put those out maybe on the...
on Facebook.
Well, so we've got the NFL draft, which we know Lloyd, Covey, Sewell,
that one broke my heart.
Fotheringham.
Oh, no.
Hey, did Ford declare he's going?
No, I don't think so, but he's going to go.
He hasn't announced.
In fact, he's going to go. Officially, we haven't heard Lloyd, but he's going to go.
Well, yeah.
They're going to go.
I will only say this. I just wish the best for all of them.
Yeah.
That they get a fair shot and they can play in the NFL, but
there's four guys on that list that I'm questioning.
The NFL is a different animal. It's unbelievable how, and you hear this from guys. I don't know. I've never played it. I don't know the levels. I'm a professional fan. But you talk to guys who play or listen to guys who played college at a very high level, and then they go to the NFL, and they go, it's that. That gap is still huge for most players. And so you look at these guys, I hope them the best, but going from college to the NFL, man, when you got guys in the secondary, for instance, or animals.
Yeah.
And linemen, linebackers that are just athletes.
Huge, and they run 4.4s.
So it's a different game.
I just hope that these guys are getting good advice because they get advice from scouts and from agents, and they're talking to people, and those guys are all about in it to make the money. They don't care about the guy's future. They'll lie to your face and tell you, yeah, you're a fourth round dude, full well knowing that he's not going to get drafted, but just in case they want him on their payroll so that they make money off him. So there's guys on this list, you know.
Good luck, boys. Hope you make it.
I really hope you're getting sound advice and doing what's best for your future. And obviously, I hope the best for all of them. I hope they all get drafted. I hope they all have long careers.
I think some of it has to do with the, you know, as far as their grade, yeah, they'll be seniors, but last year,
they
were granted another year, so it just kind of extended everything. I think that's playing into it with some of them.
I think so.
Yeah, they're getting older.
Covey's old anyway. Yeah. He's 35 years old. He needs to make...
He's not that old.
Really?
I appreciate that each of these players who has said they're declaring is still going to play in our bowl game. I think that is bull crap.
Okay.
These good players point. That say,
I like that.
I'm going to go to the NFL, so I'm not going to play in my bowl game. I think that's garbage. It's garbage.
Disagree.
What do you mean you disagree? I think it's garbage. You're letting your team down.
I understand that, but I'm also...
It's all about me.
Okay. It's all about me. And I blow out my ACL. Me no longer gets a contract worth $100 million.
Bummer.
And now I'm working at Jiffy Lube, like the rest of us, And if I had not played that one, okay, look, if it's the playoff and it's for a championship, fine. But like the Pitt quarterback, if he bows out of the Orange Bowl, who gives a crap? No one's going to, in 5 years from now, no one's going to care.
I think it's crap.
No, I think big bowls is a different animal versus the
Independence Bowl. If somebody wants to bow out of that, no one's even going to notice.
Yeah, 10 people that were there aren't going to care.
But Gary, it was a monsoon, didn't you know?
Yeah, for both teams it was a monsoon. Anyway, I understand it. Like, I get it. You go to the bowl game.
But I would be so...
Depends on who it is,
I would be heartbroken if this list of dudes, if one of them said, you know what, I'm not playing in the Rose Bowl. I think that would just be...
Same.
It's like, you got to finish it out.
But Devin Lloyd hypothetically comes out and says, I'm going to go to the NFL. I can't play this game because I don't want to risk blowing out my leg and that's my career for one game. Yeah, it would suck. And as a teammate, you'd be like, that sucks. But you also kind of have to say... I understand it. Are you going to mute me? Just because you don't agree with me doesn't mean you can't mute me. I hate that he has ultimate power over
He does. I know. It's the worst.
Okay. If he disagrees, he just...
That's going to be his tactic from now on. That's his tactic
from this point forward.
How about that? That mute button?
Gosh. Yeah, the mute button's better because then my... Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Still Bryn's microphone.
Can I... I don't know why I'm going to say this. Oh. I saw a commercial.
Oh, no.
I saw a commercial when I was watching the football game.
Okay.
And it was was it Infinity? Whatever. I don't even know what car it was necessarily, but Erin Andrews was trying to sell
the
car.
That is the worst commercial I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. She's in there. This expensive luxury car.
What brand is that?
It is.
I'll look it up. You talk.
And this is how she's trying to sell it to millions of people. She puts her phone down. Oh, look at it get charged.
In the car?
In the car.
Okay.
It's getting charged.
I haven't seen this commercial.
Oh, look at this button. It's a massage button. And she lays back. Oh.
Buy this $50,000 car.
That's probably like $120,000. Well,
isn't that more or less what it is? Yeah. It's dumbest freaking thing.
It's an Infinity. And she goes, oh, look, my phone's charging. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. Every car in America
does that now.
And then she's like, the seat goes back. Yeah, that's a rich girl.
But it massages.
And they tried to sell the car. I'm going, okay, dumb.
The car doesn't move in the entire commercial. The car is parked and never moves an inch in the entire commercial.
And what's the gas mileage? I don't know. How does it drive?
And look, if this is Erin Andrews of like 15 years ago, I might buy the car.
Can it tow?
I'm shocked that you two even heard anything in the commercial with it being Erin Andrews.
She's all right.
She's okay.
She's okay. What do you think, everybody?
There's a poll question. Erin Andrews. Yeah. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Well, that's it. Erin, okay, well, remind me on that one. Poll question.
Yeah, you better be taking notes. We have a lot of poll questions.
Poll question.
Why can you do that one, but I can't do hottest player?
Because it's rude.
You can't do that. But Erin Andrews,
someone was offended
down.
By my Sorry, hottest.
Someone was offended
by my hottest
We're coming
player.
To the end of this session.
Don't be so soft.
It's Devin Lloyd. It's fine.
We're coming to the end. But let me ask you this.
Bam.
What do you think about these early bowl games?
They suck. They're entertaining because it's football on at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And when I'm working, I've got a bowl game up and that's kind of something. But no one cares.
They're not even.
Nobody cares.
They're not even like part of the season. It's kind of a bizarre thing.
It's a weird thing. Anything pre-Christmas. And look, we've played them.
I know that. I felt that even when we were playing some of them.
Right. So this isn't just a crap on like.
Zoobs?
This isn't a crap. Like, because we've played in these bowl games. And even then, it's like, I have no interest in going to them.
When I'm watching the Utah State, Oregon State, and they're listing the upcoming bowl games, and it's like the names of these bowl games are just...
The Fossil Watch, no one watches a bowl game. The Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl?
That was so stupid.
That's a good point.
This is a garbage bowl when it's...
It is. That's the point. It's like these random company names that anybody can have a bowl game named after them. Right. Jimmy Kimmel.
It's a 6-6 playing a 7-5 team that you're just kind of like, whatever.
It's great. I love watching college football.
But
they're pointless useless.
And again, we've been in them. We might be in one soon. So... But
everybody is more.
It's
more
hard.
Or less.
It's hard to get excited for those.
But they're not the same.
When your team's playing in one of those, it's just. Ugh.
You get together, you watch it, but it's kind of a letdown anyway. Especially when you lose.
The Jimmy Kimmel Bowl is so stupid. I guess if you have enough money.
Shout out to Utah State. Good season.
Hey,
yeah,
Utah
that's
State.
True. Cheers to you.
Cheers to Utah State. Considering the fact that this was their coach's first season and there was no expectation to go out and to win your division, to beat San Diego State in the championship game, and then go to a bowl game and beat Oregon State, good for you guys.
Yeah, that was good.
And a shout out to the Zubies for losing to UAB.
Well done.
That was fun. I enjoyed that night.
Oh my gosh, that was great.
Oh, okay, careful. Careful. Bryn, get the mute button.
I can't reach over
You can't
there.
Get to it. No, I just want to say.
I'm nervous about this.
No, it's not. Okay. Good hands, Nakua. Oh, there Good it is. Hands, man. Okay.
No, it was all a plan the whole time. He was a spy for the U.
Oh, God.
That's the theory.
Oh.
A cougar board?
Cougar board. Yeah, I guarantee someone on Cougar board wrote that. I guarantee some nut job wrote that.
No, I'm just. Oh, good hands.
Mm. All right. Very poetic justice, I will say.
It is. Okay, Ute fans. Hope you enjoy this podcast. We're going to talk next time about the upcoming game, going to Pasadena and all of that stuff. It's Christmas. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. You have a great holiday season. We hope you end up going to the Rose Bowl.
I hope you get Rose Bowl tickets for Christmas. I hope Santa brings
you Rose
Bowl. If you
can, I mean,
Rose
I understand
Bowl.
It's not easy, but.
That'd be a good Santa. We're,
this is big Santa. Time. It's exciting. Excuse me. That thorn hit me in the neck.
Just next week, we're going to record a 10.5-hour episode so you can listen to us the whole way down.
Man, choking
we should
to death.
Just record live in the car.
As we drive, just we're going
to
record.
You can listen to my kids fighting the whole way. It would be amazing. Oh. So entertaining.
But it, you can listen to me and my wife fight the whole time.
May I offer a suggestion what you can do over this Christmas holiday?
Oh, this is good.
What?
Just as we're closing out this
Venmo
podcast.
James-Rusty.
Something that you can do as a kind gesture, as a gift.
Okay.
At this giving,
giving season
and loving season, a time of the year. Get a rose and give it to a Zubi.
That would be pretty good.
And just say, Merry Christmas. And a happy new year and brighten their day.
Isn't that a good one?
That'd be so nice.
That'd be so
Everyone loves roses.
You know, I might do that. I got a couple friends that I'm going to get them like some, a candy cane get and tie a rose to it.
Give a rose to a Zubi.
Leave the thorns on.
And leave the thorns. Any final thoughts?
No, we'll get it into who Ohio State is next week. So
just gonna
it's exciting, people.
Enjoy the holiday. And then I got to gear up for California. Yeah.
Indeed.
Here we come.
If any of you are super, super rich and are listening,
get us a plane.
I'll take a plane ride because that drive is going to be rough with kids.
Yes, that would be nice.
Can we get the Thomas Orthodontic sponsored airplane?
Hey,
have him do it.
Right?
Where's our plane?
Where's our plane, James?
Know who you're going to give those to?
Oh, I know I can give a couple of these to. Merry Christmas.
The Russians.
Go Utes.